This is Naomi Diaz with the Becker's Digital Health Podcast. Here's your daily industry news briefing for today, April 1st. First, Walgreens' own VillageMD plans to exit the state of Nevada, where it has six Village medical clinics. A spokesperson for VillageMD told Becker's it decided to leave the Las Vegas market after careful consideration and analysis. In the email, the spokesperson said, quote, "We are committed to helping our teams during this transition, and we are working diligently to care for our patients during this transition," end quote. Patients can find new providers by contacting their insurance companies or, if they're on Medicare, visiting medicare.gov, the spokesperson said. Patients can also continue to request prescription refills through April 30th and obtain medical records via the VillageMD website. VillageMD has also exited Florida and Illinois and sold several of its Rhode Island locations in recent months as part of majority owner Walgreens' plans to cut $1 billion in costs this year. Walgreens recently posted a $5.8 billion second quarter loss driven by the devaluation of VillageMD. Second, United Health Group has confirmed that data has been compromised due to the February 21st cyber attack on its subsidiary Change Healthcare. In a March 27th update on its website, United Health stated that it is working with a vendor to begin analyzing the types of data that could have been compromised as a result of the breach on Change Healthcare. The website reads, quote, "To be clear, we are still determining the content of the data that was taken by the threat actor, including any PHI/PPI. This is taking time because Change Healthcare's own systems were impacted by the event and difficult to access," end quote. United Health said it has no evidence that any of the compromised data has been published on the web, but that it will be offering to do the notification work for customers where permitted if their data has been compromised. Third, the venture capital arm of Northwell Health is backing a startup that is developing a conversational artificial intelligence platform that mimics human speech. Northwell Holdings participated in a $50 million Series B funding round March 27th for Hume AI, which was founded by a former Google researcher to provide near-human-level conversation with AI. Northwell has already invested several million dollars in the emotionally intelligent voice interface. Health systems are increasingly using conversational AI bots to talk on the phone with patients for appointment scheduling and care management, like seeing whether they're taking prescribed medications. And the platforms are beginning to sound more like living, breathing people. Hume AI, for instance, is trained using a so-called empathetic large language model to know when to start and stop speaking and learn from the rhythms of human speech, such as ums and ahs, to keep becoming more lifelike. If you would like the latest health IT and digital health industry news delivered to your inbox every morning, subscribe to the Becker CIO and Health IT Review e-newsletter through our website at www.beckershospitalreview.com.